Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, and this is a great show to share. As long as they've got internet access, the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That's MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great photos and stories and videos, and oh my gosh, there's some really cool ones I posted just in the last few days. I'll have Nathan check it out because there's a story. I've never seen a story like one of these before, and pretty amazing, and the photograph is pretty cool too, and there's some really funny ones. If there is a normal to the weather anymore around here, it's kind of welcome to the a relatively normal rainy day here in the Pacific Northwest. Looking out the window, it's dark, it's gray, and it rained all the way down here, and it's in the 40s, and it's like, I'm delighted. I'm delighted. It's like, okay, this is good. I'm not even sure what day it is of the storms that we've had last week. Well, I'm sure we'll get into it. We'll find out how everybody survived the wind. Because I was plugging in and out, candles on and off, it was crazy. Anyway, it is a full house today, and I'm delighted also to be back in the studio with everybody here across from me. As always, keeping everything running smoothly, that would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Doing the best I can in this retrograde.
Oh, well, we haven't even gotten to that yet. Welcome to Mercury retrograde and full moon weekend. Woohoo! We got it in spades. So the fact that we're all here, we're starting on time, everything's working so far, we're in good shape. Okay? So if there are glitches, not my fault. It's not even Nathan's fault today because we got a retrograde and full moon to say, hey, it's just the way it goes. Oh, well. Stay tuned for live radio. All right, let's get everybody the table set so we can all participate here. And back in her mood-lit studio would be Animal World call screener Stacy Buck is here. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Martha.
And an official Happy New Year to you.
Yes,
and,
Happy New Year.
And to Nathan, too. And then it is, believe it or not, because we were here, we were on the air, Nathan, last Sunday, and it was New Year's Day. So that often kind of didn't count because, it was a holiday weekend. So, but it's actually the 8th of January today, and so it's the second Sunday of January. So that means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday on Animal World. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. His sister Linda Rasmussen is here. And we will have open phone lines throughout the show for your calls so that you can get your free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. And You can call in anytime, and we will pick you up as soon as we can. And it seems to me, I heard from someone bouncing around that they were going to need to call in early this week because there are other things going on. So whoever that was, you can call as soon as we get officially started with our prayers and affirmations and stuff. If we need to interrupt our conversations, we'd be delighted to hear from you. So local number, 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the one. And you can email us at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So, everybody, let's, before we officially start the show, how's everybody doing with the weather? And we do have weather going on today, just not right here in our neighborhood. We've got our normal kind of rainy stuff that we're all kind of used to out here. But, Nathan, how did you do? We had all the big windstorms last week. How did you do?
Just fine. I was actually really surprised that our area never lost power. It sounded like, you know, some fighter jets were flying by at times, and I heard a little couple of snap, crackle, and popping amongst the trees, and not even a flicker. And usually if we get like a gust of 10 miles per hour, we get power gone for 3 days. So I was very surprised. And another thing that happened was I was playing disc golf on Wednesday. It was really windy at my house in the morning, and I told my friends, like, it's really windy out there. You still want to go? And they're like, oh, what the heck? It'll be fun to watch the frisbees bounce around. Get to the course in White Center. No wind at all.
Really? Wow. Well, that's good, because you do what I used to call frisbee golf, but I think the proper term is disc golf. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so would you, I would think that like, you know, baseball games get called in the rain and, you know, I mean, stuff, you would think that disc golf would get called for the wind. No, you play wind or not. Because, I mean, wouldn't the wind, that would like, wouldn't you like your frisbees go off half cock somewhere?
Well, if you want the technical term, you want a low glide over stable disc. And that will do better in the wind. So they actually have discs that can perform better in the wind.
Oh.
So it's an all-weather sport. People go out in the snow. They'll sometimes attach little ribbons to their discs. So if it gets buried in the snow, the little ribbon will stick out.
Well, that's all not weather. A bad idea.
Maybe not thunder and lightning, but
we did lose one of Robbie's Frisbees temporarily in the snow earlier this year, but he has two, so we always make sure that we know where one of them is. But I have to tell you, I use the foam, hard rubber ones, so that not the hard plastic ones, because I think, don't you use the hard plastic ones?
Yeah, they're made of plastic.
So I use one that's better on the teeth for dogs, and so Robbie and I frisbee every day, but the wind does affect the frizz, and so, you know, it will pick up that frizz and just carry it. And so far, I haven't, sometimes I sail it over the fence. And then, you know, Robbie has a conniption fit until, you know, I let him out to go get it. Or every once in a while, it lands on the roof. Well, Robbie knows right where the ladder is. He goes over and wants, you know, and he won't settle down until I get the ladder out. And then with his nose work, you know, and his scent things when he was young, he learned to climb ladders to get to scents. You know, because he was really good at that stuff. So I get the ladder set up. If I don't tell him that he can't go up, he's ready to go right up that ladder to get that darn frisbee. I mean, he loves his frizz. But so kind of my rules, I play in the wind, and I try to make sure that I don't let it get caught and go someplace until I almost lose it. So it's like last night we were playing frizz, and the last toss was like, oh, geez. And I was like, sure it went on the roof. But he came, you know, he went around the house. He came back with it. Was like, okay, that's it. I'm not pushing it. That's the last throw. In we go. So far, but it does really affect mine. I couldn't get it towards a hole or a basket or whatever you shoot those discs into.
The only time I remember frisbee sort of getting canceled was I was in an ultimate frisbee class when I was in college, and we would play on our rec field. And it was a really windy day up in Bellingham, and I can't remember what the gusts were, but we get out to the field, and they said, well, we'll try and, you know, have our course outside today. Well, the person takes the frisbee and then they throw it. It goes like 2 feet forward and then it goes like 100 feet behind them. And then there's a fence at the end of the football field. It just stuck up against the fence and stayed there. So that's the only time I can remember frisbee getting canceled because of high winds. So we just went inside to the basketball court and played indoors.
All right. Oh, that's amazing. So, Stacy, how was the wind in your area?
It was pretty good. The Frenchy agility course kind of blew over, but they'll survive that. They're not chasing frisbees, but they have their little agility course, and it just kind of blew over. It was kind of over the yard, so put it back together.
All right. Well, that's good.
But, yeah, didn't lose power or anything. So,
Linda, you're also in Seattle area, so how was the wind for you?
It was an absolute non-event. Just everything's fine. No high winds for us.
Sounds like I did the karma for everybody on this windstorm. Dr. Nils, how about you?
Well, we had wind, but it was fairly short-lived. Most of it was at night when we were in bed anyway. And, some of the lawn furniture was strewn around. We had a cover over a fig tree, a plastic cover we had tied on, made of plastic and with lots of string. And we thought, this will stay here. Well, apparently it got picked right up off that fig tree. And later on, Martha's looking out, and she goes, I didn't know we had a patch of snow over there. And I said, that's not snow. Yeah, it was the tarps
that was laying
over there. Yeah. That was the only thing that was really sort of way out of place. Nothing untoward happened. The power, I may or may not have blinked a tiny bit. It wasn't hardly noticeable. Yeah.
Yeah, well, not this last week, but we had storms before in the snow and the storms and all of that. And I was hoping that I paid my winter power outage deal, by then. Anyway, not yet. Well, maybe I'm done now. I hope so. But anyway, so this and that first in the snow and the really cold and all of those storms. I had a 17-hour outage, I had a 13-hour outage, and little outages all around. Well, I guess this was an improvement because I didn't have any outages that long, but the wind warning started, I think, Wednesday, like at 11 a.m., and sure enough, the wind started in my area at that time. So as much as I try to live in my faith and not be a fan, I'm getting a little paranoid about this power stuff. And so Wednesday, I knew that the warning was up. So I turned the heat up all over and started warming up the house early in the morning, made sure everything was plugged in and everything's ready to go. Sure enough, 3:29, boom, power gone. So, we did okay, and I was very grateful that it wasn't down in the teens or the 20s, and, it was in the 40s, but, so I did what we needed to do, the rest of the day, but when power goes out, I typically lose, power, heat, phones, and Wi-Fi, which can, anyway, so I can't do a whole lot work-wise, and then you can't, if you got a cell phone, then, you can't, like Linda, I think you said somebody canceled their phone appointment with you because power was out and they couldn't use their battery up. Well, I was kind of in that. So, it was out for all afternoon into the evening. And when the power did come back long enough for me to heat the house back up again, charge everything, get the animals fed. And I figured, okay. I could hear it. It's like the wind. It just sounds like a jet coming through or something. And I thought, well, if I want a hot meal, I better get to doing that. So I got me fed and everybody fed. And bam, power's gone again. And so then, it's out again for hours and hours. And then, in the middle of the night, it comes back on. And then, so it was that sort of thing. And then it kind of, that went into the next day and on and off. And so the good news was that we didn't freeze because it wasn't terribly cold. And, I prepared ahead of time and had everything charged. So we got through it okay. But I just am tired of the not being sure, can I work or not, or, you know, and all of this. And I went, I had to go in for a preventive of, I went in for a mammogram on Thursday, okay, which we normally do. But the wind was so hot and it was so bad. I didn't shower before I went because the wind was so bad. I was concerned, well, what if I get in the shower, I'm soaking wet. What happens if the power goes out? I can't cancel my appointment last minute. I want to go wet hair and, you know, and so anyway, I didn't. They didn't know, but it was okay. But if, you know, got that bad, you know, can I take a shower or not? I mean, anyway, and the good news is I talked to my trees. I think I told you this last week. I've been working at communicating and talking with my trees and everything to prepare them. And it's made a huge difference. It's gotten better and better in terms of what goes on my property. Now, there's debris everywhere. I finally got the first storm after the snow and all that debris cleaned up before this last week's storm. Now I have cleanup to do again. But, you know, for a few days it was beautiful and had all the patios and the driveway and everything cleared and all the piles and the burn piles and all the limbs dragged around. That, of course, has been replaced, but I haven't lost as much as I normally do on the trees. And where they're dropping has been really reasonable. So I talk to my trees and warn them when there's wind coming and all of that. And what I'm constantly telling them, which I think I told you last week, I tell them to, all right, work on your standing tall and strong spines and roots down to the core of Mother Earth. Then your standing tall and strong spines and limbs. And then be flexible and flow with the wind. Well, I'll tell you, there was some time, it must have been on Wednesday. Oh, it was during a power outage and Wednesday. And the wind was so strong. It was so loud. I mean, I was having trouble staying in my faith. That was really scary. And it was so huge. So at the time, it was like, and I just got, you know, I was like, what can I, and I got, remember what you know. So I just stood in the middle of my house and, well, and I do woo-woo stuff and with light energy and stuff. And so I reinforced some of the stuff around. But then I decided, well, I'll just talk to the wind. So I started talking and I decided, okay, not going to get mad at the wind and all of this kind of stuff. So I just started talking to the Mother Wind and asked her to be gentle with the tree and then talked to the trees about it's just a gentle breeze flowing through and seeing the wind be gentle with my trees and just flow and all of that. And you know, I have to say, it made an immediate difference. An immediate difference. And that everything calmed down. Now, and we're in the middle of the night and the power's out of Wednesday night. So, you know, and the alert was still on. But it really shifted what was going on around the area. And it was too late. The power was already out and all of that. But it calmed everything down. And so now that's what I'm doing is I'm doing my best to honor the wind and know it needs to be here and talk to my trees, but ask it to be gentle and flow through. And anyway, and then I also tell my trees if they need to drop something, it's okay, but to just drop in the open areas. And I say avoid the house and the cat run and the fire pit and the shed, you know, and drop in the open areas. And, you know, knock on wood, they always do. And it was so funny. I came out after, you know, Wednesday on Thursday, and my big grandfather cedar is like this 150-foot huge, huge cedar, the driveway. It had dropped several limbs, but right in a pile, right in the back corner of the driveway where I would pile things if I have to pile stuff. It's like, oh, hey, well, thanks for that. And anyway, so if you talk to your trees and not talk to the wind and all of that, it does make a difference. All right.
I don't normally talk to trees, but I did have one tell me one time when I was out mushroom hunting and I saw this huge cottonwood and I went out to find the mushrooms underneath it that were supposed to be there and there wasn't a one. And I kind of berated the tree a little bit and told it, you know, something about you couldn't fool me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm walking away, and I hear very clearly in my head, well, I got you, didn't I?
they have a sense of humor.
Yeah, I was surprised. I don't normally talk to trees, but, well, that's what happened to me.
Well, yeah, so be respectful of those trees.
Yeah.
They might slap you around. Anyway, I was quite impressed. Once, you know, it really made a huge difference. So I'm going to keep that up, and we'll see. But really, really made a big difference. So do your best, work at it, stay in your faith. Sometimes you have to fight to stay there, but it makes a difference. When I shifted my attitude and talked to the wind, and it made a huge, huge difference. All right, looking at the clock here, I got off on another tangent, so we haven't officially started the show. Let's take care of our advertisers so we stay on schedule. Then we'll come back to our prayers and affirmations and get on with it. So if we've got early callers who want to come in, now would be the time to get ready for that. And then Dr. Nels has some big news. And you may have wind of it if you've been paying attention on the station here, but you may not. So we'll talk to you about all of that and get going with the show. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen and his healing ministry for animals, and he would love to help your animal friends and you, of course, and he always does a free telephone evaluation. So all you have to do is go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link and fill out the little form, and he'll arrange a call to talk to you and get something set up if you need some help. And he still has the do-it-yourself Rasmussen Reset program available and all kinds of good things. So check out that website, and we'll, of course, be talking to Dr. Nels more about what he does during the show today. And let's see. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And all righty then. It is best neuroenergetic balancing Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday. And I think we are going to get started with phone calls immediately after I officially start the show here, because we do have an early caller. And then, of course, we will have open phone lines for the rest of the show. So if you have not started the show with us before, then you know that you don't know that I start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be St. Francis. And because it's Sunday, we do a couple of little St. Francis prayers. And then we get a pile of affirmations that everybody's contributed to that hopefully make our lives better. And so we do those. And that's what we're going to do now. And joining me in this part of the show is optional. You can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me or, you know, out loud, silently in your head. You can use them during the week as I do, and I know a lot of you do because I hear from you. Or you cannot participate at all. It's completely up to you. Not like dancing. We're going to dance again today, so that comes around. That's required. All righty, here we go. Start with a little prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, Shanti, amen. All righty now, got a pile of affirmations here we do to spiritualize us up for the day and the week. The first one we do for ourselves as individuals. Sometimes we do it as an animal world collective. And I say them out loud three times. And like I said, you can join me or not, up to you. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life was a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty. Now, the second affirmation comes from Linda Rasmussen. And you'll see that when you call in, you know, Dr. Nels tends to work on the animals and Linda works with the humans. And when she works with us human animals, when she's finished, she often gives us an affirmation to keep the energy going. And this affirmation came from that, and it turned out to be so powerful that we've added it to our weekly ritual. I do it daily. It's made a huge shift in my abundance flow, so I hope it does for you too. Here we go. Three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty then. Now an affirmation to keep you in the right frame of mind of health and well-being and spreading the health and well-being and not gathering any bugs when you go out. This is the one. It comes from the Ananda Institute Italian Division. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. And now this next one comes from Natasha Venter, our medium communicator and personal awareness coach. And I do this and most of these affirmations for me and my animals at home. And I do believe that it helps me, and I'm getting better at staying in alignment with what's going on. You know, however, retrograde and full moon cycles together can be a little challenging. So let's go with this one today. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then the last one in our group here is the Ananda Institute's Warrior of Light. And this one's important to spread the love and the light all over the planet. We sure need it. And here is our opportunity. So here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And now Dr. Nell's favorite part comes from him. Cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me. I trust. I trust. I trust. Woo. All righty then. We're all good. We can go home now. No, no, we got to dance. Well, all right. We got a lot of healing work to do here. Okay, so do we have a caller to go to? We are going to start off early with callers just to get the ball rolling. So first up, are we heading to Lake Stevens and Tina?
That's yep.
Where we're going.
And her dog Olive will be on the call as well. Welcome to the show, Tina.
Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Tina. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
We're pretty good. We're all here, and it's just rainy and in the 40s. We're good.
All right.
How'd you all do up in Lake Stevens with the wind and the storm and everything?
Not too bad. Some things got blown around, lots of tree limbs, but, you know, we survived, and we're doing good.
All right. So you're calling about your dog, Olive. Remind us what kind of dog is Olive?
Olive is a Border Collie Golden Retriever. She's 4 years old in November. And we used to hang out with our friend Beth and Beth's dogs and Beth's horses.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you also have horses on your property. You have two horses of your own,
yes,
right?
Yes, and I have two horses of my own, and I just did a house sit where there were two horses.
Okay.
And when I go towards where the horses are, Olive takes off and goes back to the house. She's like, yeah, I don't want anything to do with, you know, anything like that.
Okay, now just so Dr. Nails knows, Olive, she's a Border Collie Golden Retriever mix. She's all black and looks like a flat-coated retriever, basically.
Yeah.
All black, longer hair, all black.
Okay.
So are you able to get
it? Got it.
So now, and I can't believe she's 4 years old.
I know. Yeah.
Crying out loud. But she's been raised and lived with horses her whole life.
Uh-huh.
And she was comfortable around horses most of that time, right?
Yeah, she was comfortable around Beth's horses. You know, we'd go camping and we'd go riding, but, you know, she wasn't at a point where we could take her riding. But one time when I was house-sitting for Beth, I think something happened at the barn with one of Beth's horses, and, you know, and that's been a couple years, and ever since then, she just does not want to go to the barn at Beth's. She'll go to my barn, but she doesn't go down in the area where the horses are in the pasture unless they're, you know.
So something happened around the horses when you were house sitting at Beth's, although you didn't see what happened.
Right.
But something scared her around.
And guessing.
That, yeah.
You know, and she seems like she is very insecure, like if we're walking and a big truck goes by, she like, you know, runs behind me, save me, mommy. You know, she's got a lot more golden than Border Collie.
Oh, well, but when you just described what you described,
uh-huh.
I would say that's more Border Collie than golden.
Oh, okay.
The Border Collie has the intelligence and the fear.
Okay.
Okay. Golden retrievers tend to be more middle of the road, so their left brain doesn't complicate with all the fear stuff as much.
Okay.
Anyway, Dr. Nelson's word. So you were able to, you're able to tune into Olive.
Yes.
Now, are the points similar to Reset, sort of? Because
yes.
This smacks of Reset to me.
Right, yeah, definitely.
So can you explain a little bit about that?
Sure. Or? So when a human or an animal goes into fight or flight due to some circumstance of fear or, you know, anger or something that really gets them revved up, and it's usually, most of the time, I think it's usually something that happens really fast, right? It's not a prolonged, although it can be prolonged. Usually it's a thing that's just like a flash, and it goes through us or the animal and causes this huge response of fear or anger, and the body gets stuck on that because of the intensity. And so you can be resting and still be actually doing fight or flight. It's kind of a weird situation.
So it's like the nervous system gets stuck, that flight-fight mechanism, and the nervous system gets stuck.
Right, right.
And so then any time something similar presents, that's the immediate reaction.
Right. They'll always be reminded of whatever the offending thing was, but even it can spread farther. It can just make them feel on edge all the time. And so... there
so
is
generalized.
Yeah, they can definitely get a generalized fear response or anxiety type response. And there's a physical thing, which I just discovered by accident in doing my bioenergetic work on animals, and that it would cause the system, the whole nerve system, to relax and reset itself. And particularly a couple of areas on the side of the body, in the middle of the neck on one side and the same side, usually down near the bottom of the rib cage. And I found two points like that on Olive. So I'm working on that right now. I've got one side completed here.
All right.
And yeah, there's some of that going on the left as well. It's a little slightly different, but it's an imbalance. And by the way, anytime an animal gets a situation where physically they don't feel themselves, like they don't have 100% of what they think they ought to have in their you know, physical ability, is they often get insecure. So that just heightens anything to do with fight or flight if they have that insecurity due to their body not being up to snuff.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But it seems, but I think you said, Tina, that this actually began a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
Does it make any difference, do you think, Dr. Nels, that this has been going on for so long? Would you expect it to make a difference in how the dog responds? And would you expect to have a response after one reset?
Right. It's great questions. And my observation has been the sooner we can get to doing a reset, the more likely it's going to happen really quick. All right. And if it's something that's been going on for a long time and they've been displaying the signs that they're having an issue, then... They develop not only the whole response, but they develop the habitual response. And so, yeah, it can take I worked with an old dog that had severe separation anxiety, and it took four sessions to really get reset, and we did a bonus one just to make sure a little while later, and it was still doing well. So, but it can
it can take repeated sessions
take
to get
repeated,
through the
yeah.
longer it's been going.
Right.
Gotcha.
I will call you, Dr. Nels, and we'll work on some repeat.
Yeah, we very well might want to do that. I've got a good reset going here now. We've got excellent reset on the nerve system. I wonder if Linda might want to be called in, if Tina's got time.
Yeah, I don't know what your schedule is, Tina, but it would be good for Linda to do something with you, on this subject. Do you have the time for that?
I do, absolutely. Because like this week, I've been feeling really lightheaded and kind of dizzy.
Uh-oh.
Especially in the morning, I get up and it's like, woo.
Now, why are you nodding your head, Dr. Nels?
Well, if you're out of sorts energetically, that's one of the things
that can happen.
Stuck is stuck, and there's different ways to get stuck. And with people, our emotions are usually involved, and enter Linda and what she's going to do.
And then time out just a second, because we'll go right to Linda. But with all of what you're saying, we can talk about this more later, but just to bring it up because I'm thinking about it right now, sounds to me that what you're describing is very much what we would call PTSD with people.
Yeah.
A post-traumatic stress. But it, couldn't that be what a lot of post-traumatic stress syndromes really are, is the nervous system gets stuck?
That's absolutely what they are. It's the difference is intensity.
I mean, most
people have what Dr. Morter coined as post-emotional
and
stress
Dr.
disorder.
Dr. Morter is the one that
developed
the bioenergetic synchronization.
Yeah, right. So he called it post-emotional stress disorder because it wasn't as serious as what, you know, people going into battle experience. You know, it's much more traumatic.
Gotcha. All right. So, Linda, you're now in charge.
Okay. Hello, Tina.
Hi, Linda.
So I'm going to invite you to think about something that's been concerning you. I don't need to know what it is, just you're focused on something that's been of a concern to you. You're thinking about that. Noticing the way you feel. And then setting that aside, focusing on a feeling of grief.
Feeling of grief.
Grief and the number 5 are the 2 things to hold in mind. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And take a deep, gentle breath into the abdomen and hold your breath in as long as you comfortably can. As you think grief, 5, get a new breath as soon as you need to.
Tina, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right, taking a deep breath and holding it as long as you comfortably can, replacing that breath whenever you need to, all the while thinking grief and the number 5. Grief, 5. Looks like Nils is finished with Olive.
Yep, she has a good reset.
Wonderful.
Good job, Tina. Go ahead and breathe normally with your eyes open. Just gently tip your head forward, tucking the chin a little bit, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then let your mind go back to that thing that's been concerning you with awareness of how you feel. And I'm going to have you, that's complete. I'm going to have you just stay with blue sky for a moment.
Linda's checking on some stuff, it looks like.
And then we're going to have your affirmation be, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility.
Ooh, okay. I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility.
And Tina, this will be even more powerful if there's some kind of image you can hold in your mind that resonates with the feeling of tranquility. So whatever you can see in your mind that matches that feeling of tranquility, that would be really helpful to really amplify this energy in your field.
Okay.
I think that we're complete.
Yes.
And Tina can continue with you, Dr. Nils. Now, we are going to be talking more specifically with Dr. Nils about stuff that's going on with him. And you are doing something new for your clients. You're offering a free
distance session, yeah.
So I'm wondering, what we're going to talk more about that, so we don't need to do that right this minute, but I know Tina's got to go do something else. Is that something that would be good for Tina to set up with you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. When she wants to call and talk with me, we'll include that in whatever we're doing.
Okay, so there's a freebie thing, Tina, that you'll get when you call talk to Dr. Nils, okay?
Awesome. You're speaking my language there.
All right. Okay. You have a great day.
Thanks,
let us know
everybody.
How. Oh, and if you're around next Sunday, I thought, you know, it might be fun or just interesting. We might learn something if you called in next Sunday and we had Natasha go into that energy 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And see if we could kind of find out what might have happened.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. All right. You have a great day. Thanks
you
for calling
too.
Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. We're going to catch up with our schedule again, take care of our advertisers, and then we continue. Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen are here. 425-373-5527. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Thank you. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it is a best and neuroenergetic balancing and Rasmussen reset and energy code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. And we're taking your phone calls. And if you would like to get in the queue for a free remote treatment for you or your animal friends or both or everybody, the earlier you call, the more time we have. And just giving you the numbers in case you want to jot them down when you're ready to call in. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. Now, we heard from our NuPro supplements. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out. A great website describes everything. NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. You'll find some of the dog supplements at pet stores around, they're easy to order online. Check them out. And I have to tell you, Jude Ponton, our premier sound healer in the new Whispering Dragon Center. My gosh, I was just in Friday. And I'll tell you, Linda, don't you love the new, I just love the energy in her home in the Whispering Dragon Healing Center now. It just, to me, it is just like tenfold at least better than the other location, and yeah, it just is wonderful. Getting better and stronger all the time. Jude is getting better and stronger all the time, and the really good news is she's starting to teach again. So now I put up the notice on the Animal World Facebook page. So if you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, you can bring up the post with Jude doing some Accutonic Forks and stuff on someone. She's teaching a level one class. So if you have interest in learning how to do Accutonics, it's like it's using acupressure points, but you use the forks, and it's the vibration of the forks on the. I think for me, it's more powerful than acupuncture ever was, and much more enjoyable, and I really, really like it. Anyway, if you would like to learn how to treat, you know, how to do Accutonics, level one class will be, I think, January 21st through the 23rd. So it's coming up soon this month. And there's a post about it up on the Animal World Facebook page. You can also go to Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook and see it. And if you kind of want to get a little feel, Jude also did, she did two sound healings for us, little mini videos with sound. One was for the winter solstice, and the other was for the new year. And those are also on the Whispering Dragon Center, but they're also on the Animal World, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. You can find them if you want to get an idea for what this is like. They're really some nice videos.
They're great. I love to plug in my headphones and listen to those attunements that she calls them. Those are just so awesome.
Yeah, they really are. The sound really makes is a huge difference. So check that all out. All righty then. I've got a few minutes before we have to close out this hour, or we get to close out this hour and dance again. Woohoo! And but we have some in-house treatments and healing to do, and I'm figuring we better do it earlier in the show. Now, Nathan, you were first up in mentioning something going on with your border collie, Abby.
Yeah, just came home yesterday from church and everything and found out that Abby, I guess, injured her front right paw, I want to say. Not sure where in the leg, but probably the paw. She's doing, I don't know what it's called or what it is when dogs are doing that, but you know when a dog takes their front paw and then goes like kind of curls it up? Isn't that like a point, I want to say?
Well, if they're standing and
yeah, if they're standing and then isn't that like the way a dog sort of points? Yeah, so she does that same sort of pose, but while she's playing and she tries to avoid putting pressure on that front right paw area, and she might, if she's backing up a little bit, just do like a tripod walk backwards and not touch her front right paw.
And that's
to the
just
ground.
Been since yesterday?
Maybe before. I just started noticing it yesterday.
Do you know, has she been doing anything, any rough play or lots of play with other dogs?
I do not know. Like I said, I just came home from work and found out from the family that, you know, Abby's hurting. So I don't know exactly
how old is Abby now?
She's going to be four pretty soon.
So Abby, border collie, and it looks like Dr. Nels, you have tuned in to Abby. Now, you're obviously finding something to work on.
Right, and they are in the area of fight or flight. So, but that's a first, you know, if you get something that causes you pain, it's going to cause a fight or flight response. And so I did find on the middle of her neck on the right side, there's a nice blockage of energy right there. Mm-hmm. Another one way down on her last rib, like several inches away from the spine. So she got tweaked pretty good, whatever happened to her. And I'm going to get her untweaked right here, right now. I'm going to check in and see if I can sense any feeling situations with her.
Now, and you can use homeopathic remedies with dogs like Arnica and so forth. I do that with dogs. But just mentioning it because it's popping into my mind, you do not give human painkillers to dogs. Okay? Aspirin, not good. That is toxic to dogs and cats, and some of the other, you know, painkillers, ibuprofen and those sorts of things, animals can react to those things too. So you don't want to give those things to your animal friends. So just be wise.
I found a feeling that also got stuck. And this is rather appropriate for border collies, Aussies, these type of dogs. And it's the feeling of right.
Being right.
Yeah, because, you know, they like to be right. They're kind of like
the boss.
They like to be in charge. So something went on and when she was experiencing that strong feeling of rightness in her life. And so I'm working that out as I'm working the points here.
I mean, could that be, I'm trying to understand that maybe she might have been into something she thought she's doing right and then gets told it's not right, and so that's upset her apple cart or something?
More than likely, she thought she was doing right, and then it didn't work out the way she thought it was going to.
Okay, she thought she was doing a good thing. It went south, and I got it. Now it makes sense.
Yeah, that's that would be my guess. When I say guess, I just like see little flashes of movies like in my head.
Yeah,
and
I know what that seems to have
gone on is she's like, you know, she's doing what she thinks is the right thing and it didn't pan out the way she thought it would. So I also found very similar points on the other side of her body, and I'm getting those sorted as well and working with the vibration of right.
Great. It's always a good idea to have them, you know, be a little less active, you know, and give whatever's going on a chance to heal. Of course, that's not easy with a border collie, as you know. But just thought I'd say that. I know Robbie didn't understand so much because he normally spends a lot of time outside. He loves to be outside. But he couldn't in the windstorm. It's just too dangerous, you know, with the trees and all of that and stuff. He just couldn't be out. But the wind was so darn powerful this last week. You know, I told you I had some challenging times with it that he got it right away. And he started, he's never done this his whole life, but we'd go right outside the door and I'd go out right with him. And he'd just run right off the patio to the grass and go to the bathroom and come right back in. I mean, but he's never in his whole 10 years of his life ever done that. But that's how scary the wind was. Oh,
About to send you a picture last night of how a hurt border collie wants to play. And there was Abby just sitting like in her kind of waiting pose and with her paw just curled up. She wanted to play short toss with her rope ball where we just kind of toss it to her and then she drops it.
Yeah, yeah. So sometimes you have to limit that sort of thing, while they're healing.
Yeah.
And sounds like she's
set. I got her tuned up. I was just tuning in to see if I could find out, you know, where does it feel like this, the injury, if you want to call it that, is. And it feels like it's wrist more than paw itself.
Okay, so the wrist joint was
something
the first
got
joint
tweaked
of the,
there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Now, we are almost to the top of the hour, but I also think Nathan isn't the most bonded to Abby. Abby's more bonded to your mom, I would say, and your mom's more the leader and director. So I don't know that we need to do something with Nathan. And besides, you know, he has to run the show and all that stuff. So I think do we feel good? All right. So we also need to check in with Stacy and the Frenchies. We know their agility course blew away, but that's not what we have to check on. But we will wait until we start the next hour, and we'll start with Stacy and get an update on the Frenchies and all of that and get them balanced, and then we'll be ready for more phone calls. But right now, we get to fire up the love train. Woohoo! It's been so long. Since we've heard, I got excited for the Red Red Robin this morning because we haven't heard Red Robin since we started our holiday music. And so now we get to get back, and I'm feeling with what's going on all over the planet, we still need the love train. So we'll be spreading the love and light for the foreseeable future. And it's really the dancing is working. I'm starting to fit into my clothes again. So we got to keep this up. And I miss the dancing so much. Nathan, last week after the show, I had to run down to the Red Apple Market because I had forgotten something for New Year's Day. And so I ran down there. I'm walking through the store. You know, they pipe in the music like they do. Wasn't music I recognized. I didn't know. But all of a sudden I realized I'm dancing through the aisles of the Red Apple. But, you know, it's like, okay. And it felt like, oh, it's the new year and it's going to be a good year. I hope it's going to be a good year and all that. But I was dancing through the Red Apple. So we need to dance. Anyway, we're going to fire up the love train. Remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your bed. You can dance in your head. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up on your feet and join the love train. We'll be cruising through and picking you up on the way. And Diane's chiropractor will be happy because she says it's the, or he says it's the best way to exercise at home. So I energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer, and here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, a body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.